Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Joining us in the studio is Derek from the Donkey Sanctuary. Good afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Derek.
Nice to see you. We haven't actually seen you in the studio for a very long time. We've interviewed you online a bit, but I think it's the first time you've been in here for nearly 2 years.
It is. It's nearly two years for everything, isn't it, at the moment?
I think it is.
Yes, so, but the Donkey Sanctuary is doing well, I hope.
Yeah, we're busy at the moment. We're still here. We did an awful lot of planning to get through last year and beyond, and we're still here. And that certainly when I left half an hour ago, there were plenty of people come see their donkeys. We're live and kicking.
That's good. And how are your French refugees?
They now believe me. Before, they didn't believe me that a British summer was worth coming to see. And the last 4 days, they've looked at me with, you know, questioning that view. But today, it's just so lovely. They're out in the fields rolling around. And
oh, that's good.
Yeah, this is what summer's meant to be like. Yeah. So, yeah, they're great.
That whole French doggy thing happened during lockdown, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, last February, we finally got them. The saga started in October. It took us 5 months to get them here, yeah.
There's lots of different forms and heaven knows what else.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we started out with the pandemic. We were all locked down in November. France was locked down in December. Then we hit Brexit and had to start all over again. All the forms had to change. Then we were locked down again in January. And you can imagine. So, but the nicest thing of all was a lorry driver who brought them over here, who was an old sweater, you know, equine transporter from Europe to Britain. Yeah. And he said, with thoroughbreds and stuff like that, he said he'd never been so emotional as bringing these little donkeys over here.
How
and
nice.
He said, "You didn't tell me that when I was driving through God's Hill, little children would be sat on deck chairs waiting for the lorry to come through, waving at me when I went through."
Oh, how lovely.
He said, "I'm an old sweat at this, but that brought tears."
And that's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, that's lovely.
Isn't that lovely to hear?
So you can go down to the Donkey Sanctuary and see those, but there's loads more besides donkeys, isn't there? I know that's the main premise of you being there.
What's really important this year is we've taken the view this year, because of the pandemic and because a lot of our staff are very young, lucky them, and they're at the moment either singly vaccinated or not vaccinated, mm-hmm. that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So we've taken the view this year that we are not running any activities because we can't put people next to members of the public. People haven't been vaccinated, we can't put next to the public.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's happening now is the public are coming in, they're seeing us for what we are, which is we're a rescue organisation, look after the welfare of the donkeys. And we give people their donkey spotting sheet. We give them a huge sort of leaflet with hundreds of questions to go and find out around the site, and off they go. And I cannot believe, I am staggered at the buy-in that people have had. They are just loving it.
Good.
It really is great, because they really are seeing us for what we are. We're not sort of a, you know, some kind of a sort of false attraction. They're seeing us in our everyday guys, and they're just loving it. They understand it. The odd one won't, but they understand it. And they'll come and get a cup of tea, piece of cake, or they'll go and have a meal in the new cafe, buy a souvenir in the shop. But the main thing is they're enjoying us for what we are, donkeys, environment and land, and they're loving it, and that's just fantastic.
And are you requesting people to wear a face covering when they're inside?
Yeah, we are.
In the shop or the
and
cafe?
Again, partly because our staff are so young, and we're trying to be, you know, nice about it. We're simply saying inside the barns, the shop and the cafe. And by doing that, you're helping our youngsters who are vulnerable, and you're also helping people like our vet and Farry who have to work inside.
Absolutely.
And, you know, are in daily contact with people. So again, it's just about asking people to be a bit considerate towards, you know, our staff and volunteers who themselves might be vulnerable.
It's not as if you're working for the NHS and you've got to wear a face covering for 12 hours in a day. It's just a few minutes, isn't it?
And it is only inside, so you can spend the entire day with our donkeys and not have to wear a face mask.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say you can sit outside the cafe in nice weather.
Absolutely, we've got brand new Donkey Sanctuary logo parasols outside.
So you can
actually, even if it's drizzly, you can stay out. You don't have to go inside the cafe. Lovely though.
That's
it is.
That's nice, isn't it?
You can be outside and still enjoy the peace
I'll
and
just
quiet.
Point out, because we remember what it was like before the new cafe. During lockdown, or just before lockdown started, you started work on the new cafe area.
Yeah.
And there were loads of builders in there and all sorts going on. Then in the middle of lockdown, it kind of got finished.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's nice now. If you've not been there before, there was a little cafe with a huge semi-permanent marquee outside.
Yes.
That's all gone. The old barn, which looked like it was about to fall to pieces.
It really was,
It's absolutely brilliant inside.
It's pristine.
They've done it up sympathetically, I would say.
Yeah, we have.
To make it look good. And there's a lovely little cafe in there with a proper-sized kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the chef there can churn out whatever he needs to turn out.
Is it a proper-sized chef as well?
I don't know.
Well, he's a chef of great renown because he's the chef that used to own and run Jolly's in Cowes and used to run the Water's Edge at Gurnard. And so he's a local man who knows, you know, how to run a cafe.
He knows his stuff.
And the reviews we're getting on the quality of the food is just lovely. So it's our first go at this, so, you know, it's great.
We'll have to come down there for a bite to eat.
We will.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got that, and then what was the cafe is now the gift shop.
It is, yeah, that's
so
right. Yeah.
There's plenty to see and do down there. And with your question and answer sheet, you can spend most of the day there if you want to.
And families do. It's just lovely. And, you know, they'll have a picnic lunch or they'll come and get a bite to eat in the cafe. And they'll go and enjoy the wildlife area with the stream. And again, it's all about this is what we are. This is our environment.
Yeah.
Please come and enjoy it. You don't have to have an electronic device and be in a theme park. And by the way, there are some great theme parks on the island. Go and enjoy those.
Yeah.
We're simply saying that's not us. That's not our niche. That's not what we do. Good for them. You know, good on that. We're a bit different. Come and enjoy us for what we are.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is peaceful down there, isn't it?
It is, it's lovely. And I've noticed on social media, you're doing these things on a Wednesday where you're showing how you pick out the stuff from their hooves, the donkeys, that is, not the carers.
Yeah,
not the staff,
No. And how you... the welfare thing, Welfare Wednesdays.
And again, it's all part of our, you know, please understand how we look after our donkeys. The interesting thing about this, because I know this is something that Vetsis Radio are big on, the girl, the lady who does that for us, Lucy Smith, she was a volunteer with us. She then became an apprentice with us. She then became a farm and visitor team leader, so she's worked on the farm. She now looks after all of our online fundraising and our media, so she's worked her way through our organisation from being a youngster who, you know, literally started at the bottom of the volunteer.
So she knows it inside out.
Absolutely. And we like bringing on our own people, rather like you do, and they start with us and work through with us. We think that's really important, especially on the Isle of Wight, where opportunities are, they are limited.
They
and it was something we're really proud of.
Well, that's a good point, though, Derek, because people think, well, you only got to work in tourism or agriculture. Well, you can work in both at the same time and be on social media.
You really can.
Absolutely.
And she's absolutely brilliant. And that was her idea, you know, bringing the Welfare Wednesdays to people's attention.
We've noticed
interesting
that because
stuff.
It keeps the donkey sanctuary in the public eye. Mm. And, it's good. And to say, we always enjoy going down there. We go down, as me and Maggie enjoy going down there anyway, but we enjoy going down there as a radio station from time
to
time.
We do,
We love seeing you down there. I was just thinking, last Wednesday, somehow or another, we end up with more than 10,000 hits on social, on Facebook. And the Welfare Wednesday was all about putting socks onto donkeys who have been irritated by flies and so on. And now we have hordes of people who come, not donkey spotting, but sock spotting.
Oh.
Where's the donkey with the purple socks? Where's the donkey with the orange socks?
And it's
amazing what happens.
Someone's eye.
Yeah, I'm no great social media king, but you look at that and you think, wow, the message has got out somewhere. How good is that?
Yeah.
You know.
Brilliant.
I mean, what we've noticed, as we said before we went on air, that the island is currently very busy with people doing UK holiday now rather than going abroad. Has that been reflected down at the donkey sanctuary?
Yeah, very much so. It's fantastic to see young families having a British holiday and having lots of things to do. My family have been down for a fortnight staying with me, and every day was something different. This island is absolutely fantastic as a holiday destination, and people are discovering it this year.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that on social media. Yeah. Because I'd forgotten how good this place is,
Absolutely.
Of thing. We all live here and think, oh, yeah, the Needles, okay. Osborne House, you've been there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's because we live here, we don't see it with those fresh eyes. And
I live outside of Ryde, and I go down to Apley Beach, and you see sandcastles, you know, still there at 6 o'clock at night that have been carefully built by Dad, Mum, and the kids.
Yeah.
Still games of cricket going on the beach, and you just think, yes, people get it. You don't have to go and sit by a pool.
You don't.
A block of flats, a hotel.
Yeah.
When in fact there's all this beautiful scenery here on the island.
Yeah, there's so much. And now the doggy sanctuary is fully accessible. Isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yeah.
So, and you don't need to have a car to get there. If you're here on a bike, it's easy to cycle to.
It really is.
So the bus stops outside.
Yeah, lots of cyclists who now, there's a vogue out there, which is come riding down early in the morning, stop at 10 o'clock at the Donkey Sanctuary, have a cooked breakfast in the cafe, and then go and continue your ride. We're amazed how many cyclists
have been. Well, that's good.
Brilliant, absolutely good. Brilliant.
Yeah,
and we're on the old railway line from Shanklin Station, which is now the cycleway and the footpath. That's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and
the bus stops outside.
I can't remember what number it is.
Number three stops outside the gate.
Yeah, no problem at all. So, if you're here on holiday and you're a bit more eco-friendly, you haven't got to drive there. Although there's a massive car park,
and it's free to get in.
Yeah, it's free
to get in, free parking, and we just ask that you bring a smile and you leave with a smile.
But you could adopt a donkey, though.
If you adopted a donkey, that would be the biggest single help that you could be, because that money goes towards their medicine, their feed, their hay, and that's the most
ginger
important
biscuit.
Thing. Ginger biscuit. Yeah, the odd ginger biscuit, yeah.
I've adopted Dave.
Dave's great. Dave is nearly always the first donkey to the fence when he sees visitors. He comes bounding over because he thinks they've all got, you know, something for him, which is not the case.
Is it for me?
But yes. No, he is great. He really
is. I would say don't feed the donkeys when you're there.
No.
They do bite, and you may regret that. Plus the fact some of them are on special diets.
They are.
Lots of them are on special diets. They wouldn't willfully bite, and we very rarely have a bite. It's just purely that fingers look like carrots occasionally.
Yes.
But if people feed them, then what happens is donkeys come to the fence and expect to be fed, and that's when there would be a bite. At the moment, everybody's been brilliant this year. Yeah. We've had very few incidents of anything like that, and the donkeys come over for a fuss and love it.
And they don't expect to be fed, which is good.
They don't expect to be fed, yeah.
What happens there if the good old British summer comes along with a big thick cloud and it's raining?
Yeah, well, we've had that really the last 4 days. So all the donkeys come inside, and the inside barns are all fully accessible. And consequently, people have poured into the barns to get... Some people, believe it or not, only come when it's wet. Because when it's wet, they can get absolutely up close to every single donkey.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They love it. And, of course, now we've got the cafe. It's just great. So people still bring their donkey spotting sheets into the barns, get really close to the donkeys. We're about to build a new barn in the winter called Busby's Barn after one of our dear departed donkeys, and that will be a barn that will also have a sort of covered visitor walkway that people will be able to look into that barn. So we're trying our best to be as weatherproof as we can.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And you're fully accessible. You're okay with dogs?
Yeah, dogs are welcome on site and in the shop and the cafe and
on a lead, of course.
And on a lead, and you know, as an animal welfare charity, why wouldn't we be?
We
welcome lots and lots of people bringing the ability dogs to us. They're our favourite animal charity, and some of their people who are training dogs bring the dogs to them to get used to. You know, different sights, smells, and so on. And we love seeing them there. So, no, dogs very, very welcome. The odd well-behaved owner would be good.
Yeah.
Dogs are
very
normally
fine. Very few of those,
So, in case people didn't know, where have you been if you don't, where is the Donkey Sanctuary?
Yeah, we're on the main road from Apps Heath to Ventnor at Roxall, PO38 3AA for your sat-nav. And as you say, free to get in, lots of free car parking, and just a perfectly natural environment. Look for the brown donkey.
I love
it. Lovely. Very peaceful. Even if it's full, somehow it's still peaceful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
No,
we wish you and the donkeys very well. And give our regards to Carol when you see her again.
I will.
She's retired now.
Yeah.
And we will be down there very soon, I think, at some point, to have another outside broadcast.
That would be brilliant. You're always very welcome.
And I've got something to tell you, which I'll tell you off air in a minute about our outside broadcast.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.